all your school rugby all in one place. This is Next Gen 50.
Hello and welcome to the Next Gen 15 podcast. I'm Angus Savage and I'm joined today by a very special guest. It's Junior Kapoku, the England under-20s man, England under-18 former star, and I suppose it's a lot of the former stuff that we're going to be getting into until we get into the current stuff. Junior, first of all, though, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all good. Thanks for having me today. But yeah, I'm all good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks, mate. Very good. You're in England camp at the moment. How's that going?
Yeah, it's really good, actually. Came, we started camp about 2 days ago, getting ready for Oxford, who we have on the weekend before going into Italy in a couple of weeks, ready for the Six Nations. But boys are good spirits. I can't wait to play this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. You came off the bench against Bath last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
You get a start alongside Olamide Sadeki. On Saturday, you had your experience alongside in South Africa this summer. A pretty tried and trusted second row combo, that.
Yep. Best duo out there.
Best duo out there. Well, I tell you what, it's not half bad. I was on comms out there, and I was alongside a lot of the South African locals, and they couldn't stop talking about the England second row partnership. I think they were pretty impressed. So you've got some admirers.
Yeah, we play good together, eh?
You certainly do. You certainly do. But it's all been good. It's been a bit of a whirlwind time for you. So, in the last 12 months, three clubs, school, left school. It's all been going on. Tell us a little bit about how it's all happened. Well, I'll give people an outline, which is that you're at Finborough School and you were part of the Saracens Academy, and towards the end you got offered a contract at Exeter Chiefs, took that up, and now you're off in Paris at Racing 92. I can think of worse places to be, I have to say. But sort of that's the basic structure of where we got to. But tell us a little bit about that journey and how it's all come about.
Obviously, as everyone obviously knows, like I signed off with Saris since year seven, sort of in their academy DPP stuff, getting through to PDG. And played Academy League with the boys. And after that, got an offer from Exeter saying they wanted me. Spoke to some people, spoke to school, spoke to my dad, brothers and all that. And they were like, this might be a good opportunity for you to join into a professional environment a year early. Because obviously I'm still young, and signing the contract 17 was a bit of a good feeling, obviously, because that's everyone's dream to sign a contract at a young age and being in a professional environment. But signed it, started getting some training sessions with the boys, then made my friendly debut against Bristol, coming off the bench, and that was a good run out. Wasn't long, but still, it was still a good run out.
Run out's a run out, mate.
And then obviously had the opportunity to go to Racing. They came proposed to sign me. Then obviously that was a really hard, because obviously signed at Exeter for 3 years. And then it was a very hard decision to make. Obviously that everyone knows, because I already signed it because it was good for me and my family, of course, having both my brothers out there. Mm-hmm. And I saw that was a good opportunity to sign. And then spoke to obviously school, Finborough School, obviously as I went there. He gave me some opinions. I took it on board. Then spoke to my parents, of course. Then spoke to my brothers, and they said it was good. My parents said it was good. Then I was like, went out there, see how it is. Then I liked it, liked the environment. The players, of course, welcoming. And I was like, hey, let's get this done then. then signed my contract to Racing.
Nice.
But it was hard, to be fair, because I really loved it down in Exeter. Like, I'm still in contact with some of the boys, still speaking to them, but it was a very hard decision leaving Exeter, because that was a good club I was at, but it was a big opportunity to sign at Racing 92, of course.
Yeah, huge opportunity, and you know, it's the one of the biggest clubs in the world, and certainly one of the most fun to play for. It looks like that's certainly seems to have been the way. It's a shame Finn Russell's gone, but otherwise it's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, Indeed. Good stuff. Hopefully,
But
our apparel might come out.
well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? That'd be all right.
Yeah, that would be very good.
You're getting spoiled down there. But you, so you said that Racing came to you. How did that come about? What was the process there?
I was like behind closed doors, really, because I didn't want to leave Exeter, of course. So I had like my brothers had like they had been hearing some talks, and they told me. Then I didn't know if they were just lying. And then my agent got in contact with me. It was like, Rasmus's been talking. I said, "What? Nah, I can't do it. Exeter's like up there." And then and a situation obviously happened with my family where my dad got a bit ill. Then we had to take some serious things. Then saw the opportunity to go to France with my dad. Then we took the opportunity, and then yeah.
No, it's a big step, but it sounds like it's been one that's been very valuable, and of course having your brothers there. I mean, for those that don't know, Joel and Jonathan, the twins.
Yeah.
Joel at Leon, is he? And Jonathan's at, is he at Bourg-One, is it? Is
Yeah.
that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, ticking along very nicely. So they're a bit further south than you though. They're getting a bit of the sun.
Yeah. They're lucky with that because Paris is very cold, very, very cold. I do not like
Trust me, mate. You're back in the UK now for training camp. You know how
it.
cold it is here. It's definitely better in Paris, that's for sure. That's for sure. But so you the moves come about. I mean, I'm sure there's been a lot of chatter because there's a lot of, what with the way the Premiership is at the moment, with a lot of players looking to move across to France and salary cap, et cetera, et cetera. We don't need to get into any of that. There's obviously, people have lots of questions when someone moves because they don't necessarily all have all the key bits of information to be able to draw the lines between it. But yours is very much about an opportunity has come up. Family is, not well, but also in the area, and you've basically taken the move, it sounds like, to be able to be as close to them as possible. And it's been paying off, and you still eligible for England, which is always handy.
I didn't know. I didn't know I was eligible till I spoke to the head coach and some people behind closed doors. But I didn't know. I thought that was out of the cards. Okay. And then I had the opportunity. Then I took it. Still grateful to still be wearing the shirt as well. So.
Yeah, 100%. As long as you're back before you get a senior cap, that's how it all works, isn't it? Something like
Yeah,
that. You'll be all right. You'll be
pretty
all
much.
right. You've got some time. You're still in the under-20s now. You've plenty of time to settle in over there, and then if you need to come back in the future, you can. How's the French?
It's good. I speak French, so it's easy
Oh,
for
you're all
us,
right then.
really.
You're all right then.
It's not too bad.
So am I right in thinking then that you're French qualified as well?
No, not yet, not yet.
Not
No, I
yet.
have to
Not
wait
yet.
3 years,
3 years.
3 to 4 years, yeah, to
Fair enough.
hopefully be playing. We'll see. We never know. We never know.
You never know. You never know. Well, England at the moment, England camp at the moment. Who are you rooming with?
Josh.
Oh, nice. Very nice. How's he as a roommate?
Yeah, he's good actually. He's good. He's good. He's good.
Silky silky
Lovely.
skills. Is he neat and tidy around the room?
Yeah, he is actually. His bed is done and everything.
God.
He is.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The discipline in that England team. I can't believe it. Where's this come from? Where's this come from? Unbelievable. But let's look back on your journey as a whole. Obviously, Finsbury School. I mean, tell me that team you were a part of last year. All the way to the Continental Tyres Schools Cup semi-finals. A team that, or a school that in a rugby sense, not on the map at all. Was a band of, well, a whole squad of you, but a core group of sort of four or five of you that really seemed to grab the whole thing by the scruff of the neck and just take you on this magical run. It must have just been awesome to be a part of.
100%. Like our team captain, Sol Moody, he's at Exeter Chiefs. Louis Sinclair, Exeter Chiefs, Toby Clint, Exeter Chief, Alex Mancy, Brunel Uni. You had the likes of Alex, who's at Cambridge. Prince, who played in the wing, who's at Cambridge as well. But, it was so good having those boys on the same path, wanting to win, but obviously cut short. But it was such a good team, good runouts. Enjoyed it. Enjoyed every single minute with those boys. Wish we could go back and do it all over again.
Hey, those are the memories. That's what it's all about, is those moments where
100%.
With a bunch of mates. But obviously from there, you know, England under 18 experience, going through, you know, a bit of Six Nations and then going down to South Africa. What was it like being a part of that team, getting to go on those trips and sort of be a part of that whole experience?
Oh, first debut at Eshowes against France was a massive shock. I've never seen myself wearing the jersey. I thought it was such a privilege to wear that jersey and represent the country at under 18s level. Having the likes of Henry Pollock, Rory Taylor, Archie, scrum half. It was like learning off them, who are obviously a year older than me, making their Premiership debut. Prem Cup debut is like incredible playing alongside them. You learn such a lot, and then obviously going to Six Nations with them as well, and then going into the under 20s. And obviously South Africa, they wasn't eligible to play obviously because they're too old. But going out to South Africa for the first time was like an immense tour. Obviously going 2-1, losing to South Africa in the last series test, but it was an incredible journey, really.
Oh, massively so. And I know it ended in defeat to Africa, who had their tails burned a little bit by France. I think probably no matter who turned up, they were winning that because they were raging after the France
yeah, 100%.
Game. But you guys had your own, well, I mean, you obviously had the big performance against Western Province, but you had your own big performance against France while you were out there. And that must have been I'm sure all of you must have just been buzzing off the back of that, because that was a proper
100%.
Statement victory, wasn't it?
100%. Like losing to France twice in a row at Isha and in the Six Nations really got to us. The key messages was we need to be on it, because they will punish us if we're not on it. And then good week in training, then we turned up on the pitch and then we ripped it up.
Absolutely ripped it up. I'll tell you, are any of that France team, I don't know if you remember who was on the team sheet, but are any of that lot in the Racing setup with you now? Must be a couple.
No.
Oh, really?
They're too old. Yeah, they're in the 20s.
Ah, right. Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. That's a shame, because the, what was the number eight? Their number eight was unbelievable, wasn't he?
Who plays that? He was captain, right? He was a captain. I know you're talking about.
Captain number eight, and pretty much
he was
played you boys on his own pretty much in that game.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And then pretty much took, to be honest, even when they beat South Africa, he pretty much took them on his own as well.
Unbelievable. I think he's in the 20s as well, I think.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. What's his name? Elijah Ibsayan, I think is his name. He was He's for anyone watching, he's one to look out for in the 100%. Years to come.
100%, especially for his club. Just unbelievable player.
Big time. But I tell you what, well, thinking of people that, well, I mean, obviously you're on the list of people to look out for, but I won't make you talk about yourself too much, but you're in that 20s camp. Who are the guys that, I mean, there's always in any team, there's just guys that you look at and you go, bloody hell, he's good. Who are the guys that stand out?
Captain, hats off to the captain, Finn.
Yeah,
I'll give it to him. He's an unbelievable rugby player. He is set piece wise, attack and defense. He's on it. Where to be on the pitch? He reads a game good. Like, I'm just looking at him when we're training. I'm like, oh my god, this guy is all over the pitch. He knows his stuff.
Yeah,
but as it's someone I'm like learning off as well. Like him being my captain, of course, and. Him being the lineup caller.
Is it that sort of, different position, obviously, but that kind of sort of Owen Farrell thing of knowing everyone else's job on the field as well as his own?
Yeah, literally. He helped, like, obviously, because I didn't know any single lineup calls. And he's the one who came up to me, was like, Junior, if you need any help, bro, I'm here. Give me a shout. We go through it. No matter what time in training, if you're stuck on anything, just give me a tap. Be like, yeah, bro, I don't know the call, and I'll help you out. And that's what made me like, oh, I can relax. I know there's a guy there who can help me. And now it's all fine.
Yeah. Oh, they're so important, those kind of guys, aren't they? The ones that just make you instantly go, right, I'm part of this team.
Yeah, 100%.
I know what to do. I know how to go about my business. We're all right here. I can relax.
Yeah, 100%.
I'll tell you what, you've got, I'm going to throw some others at you that are in that 20s camp that I think are worth looking at. Obviously, Pollock on the open side flank is just a
machine.
Just a machine. Also, he's put on about 4 stone in the last 6 months. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Big boy now. I told him the other day, I was like, oh, you're looking a bit big now, eh?
Has he still got his gas?
Yeah, 100%. He's still got it.
Oh,
my still
word.
Got it.
Oh, my word. Honestly, he's a frightening prospect. I mean, he's had, what, a couple of appearances, first team for Saints in the Premiership. He's done some Prem Cup.
Him as well, learning off him. He's an unbelievable rugby player. Ball carrying wise, tackling wise, over the ball. Like, there's not much more he can do, really.
Yeah.
But just carry on and get better. That's it.
Just absolutely magical player. And then the other one that's been getting loads and loads of Prem experience is Ben Redshaw up at Newcastle. He's been did he start the first like 2-3 games of the season?
Yeah, started, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. He's another one that always strikes me as being very calm on the field. Just sort of knows his job.
He's a good leader, being in playing 15, like telling me, Junior, get a bit tight, you're too wide and stuff like that. But having those comms coming from the back is good. He's a good leader on and off the pitch. His recovery is top notch. He's like there's nothing I can say about him, really.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Absolute sensation. But then yourself, at this stage of your career, what do you feel like your sort of strengths on the field are? What sort of, when someone's talking about you, what are they talking about? Other than the fact that you're playing
my physicality, hopefully my physicality, really. Like, obviously when we played Bath, they had like a Premiership team, really. Two internationals, was it, I think?
Yeah, Josh Bayliss was playing, wasn't he, and someone else.
And pretty much their back line was Prem team, really. A Prem team back line. And them running at me as a young guy, it was like, oh, blimey. All right, this is real now. But it was good. It's really good. My physicality, hopefully, people see it. And still learning on defence, because defence in France is a big thing, like set piece defence, scrams. I'm still learning off like Cameron Walkie and all the other boys. But yeah, it's good. Yeah.
And so out at Racing, do you get to train with the first team with lads like Cameron Walkie, or do they keep
squad
section a bit more separate?
No, it's like a handful of the boys train like every week, every day with the pros. And then if we're playing on the weekend with the Espoirs, then we just have that Friday with the Espoirs. So we're up to speed. But no, I'm mostly with the pros during the week.
Awesome. And I mean, God, Cameron Wokey, what a guy to be learning off. He's got to be the benchmark, I would have thought, for any young guy coming through, where he's got the physicality, but he's got the sort of athletic ability to go alongside it. It's just a phenomenal player.
Yeah, 100%. Especially, he's probably, I would say, in my opinion, one of the best line-out defender, really. He's very, very good in the air, like reading the line-out and stuff like that. And that's what I'm trying to do, learning off him, how he does it, how quick he moves off of the floor, getting in the air and stuff like that. He's unbelievable.
So what we're saying is that in a few years' time, we're looking at the next sort of Steve Borthwick, George Cruz, just an absolute line-out noise. Is that the aim?
Hopefully. That's the goal. That's the goal. Hopefully. Still got a lot of work to do with the boys, but
there are worse things to be, trust me. It's every team. Every team's got to have a line-out noise. It's the only way to do it. Add that, and yeah, everyone's happy. But I know there's been a lot of chatter about where, you know, how everything's come about and all the rest of it, and I know that you want to put the sort of record straight that it was a really it was a family decision, and you were lucky enough that the offer came. But it must be an amazingly exciting thing to be a part of. I mean,
100%.
Not many lads your age get to have experienced all these things in such a short period of time.
Yeah. No, I'm thankful to God, really. Like I left it in His hands, and I followed what He wanted, and that's where we are. And I pray every day for it, and it's happened. So, all hats to Him, really. All hats to God.
And how are the family out there? Everyone doing okay?
Yeah, we're all settling in. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. It's all going all well. Dad's getting better, so. That was the goal, so thank God for that. So it's all good.
Well, exactly. That's, I mean, well, in anything, that's the most important thing. Without a shadow of a doubt, without that, the rugby can all take a back seat. And the brothers doing okay. They're getting some appearances under the belt.
Joel at Leon. He's played last weekend actually against, was it Toulouse, I think. Got a bit of a battering, but.
Wow, that's gonna happen when you play to lose these days, isn't it? just ask Harlequins about that.
But no, he's liking it. At the end of the season, he's obviously going to Bull. He signed a contract at the end of the season to go to Bull, south of France. So, bit far from me, even further away. But it's good for him.
Sounding to me, mate, like a move to the south coast is not too far away. You're gonna have to get yourself down there.
Yeah. No. I like my club.
Four clubs in a year would be a bit much.
We'll give
this contract time to see itself out. I'm really pleased for you, mate. I think it's such a cool thing to be a part of. I think I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think to be able to have that sort of be able to be with the family and to be able to just have that around you is important. But also this is changing tides in English rugby. And you're probably not in a position to be able to say it, but it's probably no bad thing to be in an environment where things are a little bit more safe and secure than things might be over the other side of the pond. So I think you might be onto a bit of a winner there. That's for sure. More importantly, though, in the meantime, you've got Six Nations campaign coming up. You excited?
Yeah, 100%. Can't wait. First game in Italy. Hopefully, I get selected. Hopefully. But can't wait to see.
It'd be very cool. I mean, you've obviously been part of the under-18 Six Nations, but that's kind of festival format. It's slightly different. But if you get selected, I'm sure you will, but if you get selected for this really is shadowing the senior tournament. It's a sort of dry run for what might come in the years ahead. It's always seen for lads, this is like the first proper sort of, oh yeah, we're in it now kind of tournament.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, playing a team every week, having 1 week off, then playing. It's ever surreal, to be fair. It's going to be brutal though, but I think the boys are up for the challenge.
There's going to be some big teams. France. Well, you know a lot of the French lads well. I'm sure they're going to be. Yeah. They're going to be no small unit. The Irish aren't going to take anything lying down. And Italy.
Yeah, 100%.
Tell you what, Italy's a big start these days.
Yeah. Beating France last weekend.
Yeah, and look at the last 3-4 years, they've been flying along at under-20s level.
Yeah.
It's good. You boys have got a chance to leave a bit of a legacy, because it's been a ropey couple of years at under-20s, but
100%,
new group, new chance.
Yeah, well, now we're all the boys here are up for the fight. We're training hard, of course, and I think we're going to give it to Italy. We're going to give it to them, see what happens.
And you got a good man in charge. Tofty being in charge is always good.
Yeah, he's a good coach. He's a good coach. Even having Titsy in the forwards, he's a very good coach.
That's a good point. Well, former British and Irish Lion as well, Andy Tishy.
Yeah,
you've got some quality in there.
Yeah,
you need to ask him what he thinks of Andy Farrell being in charge of the Lions. See what he says. ask him if he's got any inside info on whether that means that Owen's a shoe-in for the fly-off shirt.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah,
Well, you're
we'll see what he says.
soon to be teammate potentially, Owen Farrell. Once again, he's already been your teammate. You've had too many clubs, man. Half the professional world has been your teammate at some point. No, it's very cool. But I and yeah, you've sort of wanted to make sure that people understand your story, the process of how
Yeah,
this
I
has all
just
come about,
yeah.
and yeah, the I suppose the most important thing is that it's the right move for you, it's been the right move for you, it's been the right move for your family.
It's been a very good couple, I'd say about 4 months now, 4 or 5 months has been now in Paris. And family's liking it. Dad's liking it, mum's liking it. It's going good, really.
Going
Going good.
good. Going good. Can't argue with that. Right. Final couple of quick fire ones for you then before we let you go and get on with. We're probably supposed to be resting or something. It's
Yeah.
crucial time. You got a game in 48 hours. Hopes for the future. What are Junior Kapoku's ambitions?
Try play wrestling, really. Try and make my top 14 debut in near future, and maybe my 3rd year contract. Never know. But and then obviously the international stuff will take care of itself. See if France want me, if England want me, which that would take care of itself. I'm not thinking that much, but at the moment it's just taken day by day, really.
Wise way to do it. I'm sure there'll be plenty of competition for you. Inspiration growing up as a player, which player did you look up to?
It's going to be really weird though, because now I play with him. See
Even better.
you,
Oh, I forgot he was at Racing. Jeez.
No.
Are you sure it was family that made you go and it wasn't that it's just really cool?
No, John. It is really weird. Like, you can literally ask my dad, my mum, my sister, and everything. Like, looking at Sia Khaleesi's like story and all of that is like, it's hit me a bit. Because it's like how he done it. Like, I'm just like, it's like, wow. As a kid, it's like, wow.
Oh, it's
To be
incredible.
fair.
What's he like around the place? Have you had much chance to interact with him?
Yeah, he's like, how would you say it? Off the pitch, he's like a, I don't even know, like, he's always bouncy.
Yeah.
He can't be bouncy. Like, in training, sometimes he might have a little joke in there, but I love him. Like, everyone here even bullies me, like saying, "Oh, see you, Khaleesi, how are you doing?" I'm just like, mate, come on. He's such a good rugby player to learn off, being obviously winning 2 World Cups, South Africa captain, and now at Racing coming from Sharks, I think. Yeah, Sharks. It was unbelievable rugby player, really.
Oh, he's an amazing rugby player, and he's an amazing human being. I've got a sort of slow burning theory that I think he may end up being president of South Africa one day. It's astonishing the impact that he has.
Eventually, that could happen as well.
It genuinely feels that way.
Yeah.
I was at Twickenham for the game before the World Cup when they played New Zealand, and he was doing TV interviews, so all the other players had already done the kind of lap of honour, giving the crowd an applause, and he finished his TV interview and realised he hadn't done it, so he went on his own. The whole stadium stayed, and the whole state, I mean, it was packed full of South Africans because Southwest
Yeah.
London is a suburb of South Africa, it would seem. But it was one of the very few moments you get in a rugby stadium where it's genuinely moving, like 80,000 people just for one man. It was incredible.
Yeah.
He's very special. Player that you have sort of young player you've played with either through Saracens or Exeter or Racing or in any of the England stuff that you think is most exciting, not necessarily guaranteed to make it, but just someone that you've played with that you're like, wow, he's got it.
Well, you probably everyone knows him by now. He's everywhere in the news. I'll say Manny
Yeah.
from Exeter Chiefs. Look at him. He's going up. He's going.
So when I mean I suppose not that long ago that you were there, but what was it obvious sort of in training and stuff that
Oh yeah,
he had something
100%.
special?
Well, we didn't know when it was coming, his international stuff, but he's an unbelievable rugby player. Hats off to him. Unbelievable rugby player. Defense, attack, him breaking through, him sitting down some in who did he sit down against Bristol? I forgot his name. But he sat down one of the boys. I was just like, wow, he's powerful. He's powerful. But no, it was good.
Oh,
Love playing with him.
he's outstanding. He's very exciting. I imagine not a man you wanted to find yourself one on one with in training.
No, you don't want to do that because he will leave you. He will leave you behind. He will leave you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Right, well, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you, and
You
a
too.
pleasure to sort of get some clarity from you on the whole story and what's actually in it a really exciting time for you. I know it's probably been a bit of a pain having people sort of pester you when you're trying to deal with family stuff and all the rest of it and deal with just the process of moving.
Yeah.
But you should take real heart. It's a really exciting time. Right.
No, 100%. Yeah. Can't wait what the future holds.
Stuff of dreams on the field, that's for sure. Stuff of dreams.
Yeah.
Right. Enjoy it, mate. It's
Cheers.
been an absolute pleasure. This has been the Next Gen 15 podcast. You can catch us on at Next Gen XV, Next Gen 15 on all social media channels. And you can find the podcast on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Acast, Amazon Music, and Spotify, and anywhere else that these things go up on. You'll be able to find it. But that has been Junior Kapoku. I've been Angus Savage, and it's been an
Thanks for having me.
absolute pleasure.